Hare Krishna. I'll be reading about Sri Gopal Bhatt Goswami, 1503 to 1585. The biggest Krishna temple in the whole of India is at Sri Rangam in the south. There, Krishna is worshipped with great reverence in the form of Narayan. Pilgrims often travel many hundreds of miles just to catch a glimpse of this beautiful reclining deity called Ranganath Swami. In this holy town, over 5 centuries ago, there lived 3 brothers who were all learned Brahmins. One was called Venkat Bhatt, and he had a son named Gopal Bhatt. The entire family were servants of the deity. When Gopal Bhatt was 7 years old, Sri Chaitanya visited Sri Rangam and stayed for 4 months of the rainy season. He spent many days discussing scriptures with the 3 brothers and allowed young Gopal Bhatt to render service to him. Sri Chaitanya explained to the brothers, "Even though your worship of Lakshmi and Narayan is perfect and full of devotion, still the worship of Radha and Krishna is even better. The very best example is set by the milkmaids of Raja. The gopis' love of Krishna is so intense, so sweet, and so complete that it goes beyond all other forms of worship and is therefore beyond compare." Over the weeks that followed, the Lord convinced the brothers to switch their worship to Radha and Krishna and thus increase their spiritual advancement. They were happy to comply, understanding that Sri Chaitanya was none other than Krishna himself. When the time came for the Lord to depart, young Gopal Bhatt wept so pitifully that the Lord mercifully stayed a few extra days just to pacify him. Shortly afterwards, Gopal Bhatt had a dream in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his form as Krishna. He instructed the boy, "Stay at home and look after your parents." When they departed from this world, go to Vrindavan and assist Rup and Sanatan Goswamis. Gopal Bhatt made this order his very life and soul. During his youth, Gopal Bhatt studied under his uncle Prabodhanand Saraswati, who was an extremely learned spiritual teacher. Gopal Bhatt thoroughly learned from him the finer points of Vedanta, poetic composition, and Sanskrit grammar. After achieving mastery over these subjects, his fame spread far and wide. At the age of 30, he suffered the loss of his parents, and as instructed by Sri Chaitanya, he left for Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Gopal Bhatt took to the life of a mendicant, begging his food and going without comforts. He assisted Rup and Sanatan with the writing of many important scriptures. He also gave the devotees much pleasure by recalling Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in South India. Meanwhile, the Lord was staying at his headquarters in Jagannath Puri. He received letters from Rup and Sanatan Goswami expressing their appreciation of Gopal Bhatt's devotional qualities and his renunciations. So pleased was the Lord that he immediately sent gifts to Gopal Bhatt, a wooden seat and a shawl, which he had personally used. Gopal Bhatt worshipped these sacred items for the rest of his life. Once, Gopal Bhatt made the long and difficult journey by foot all the way up and beyond India to the Gandaki River in Nepal. Whilst there, 12 shilas or sacred stones came into his possession. He took them back to Vrindavan with the intention of worshipping. By their specific markings, these extraordinary stones can be identified as a particular incarnation of Krishna. For instance, a Narsingha Shila will appear to have a gaping mouth with many teeth. Upon arriving back in Vrindavan, Gopal Bhatt, out of his great humility, felt that he was unqualified to worship the shilas. He therefore decided to journey back to Nepal and return them to the Gandaki River. Wading into the clear water of that sacred river, Gopal Bhatt respectfully chanted the proper mantras and released the stones into the water. To his utter amazement, the stones jumped right back into his hands. He tried again and again, but each time the shilas leapt back into his hands as if refusing to give up his company. He clearly understood it was Krishna's desire for him to keep and worship these shilas, and from that time on, he kept them in a bag hanging around his neck. Some years later, a wealthy merchant presented Gopal Bhatt with a gift of jewelry, fine cloth, and ornaments to use in the worship of the Lord. Gopal Bhatt happily accepted, but at the same time felt frustrated. The problem was that his shilas were not suitable for decorating in the same way as a regular deity. After all, a deity normally has a body with head, arms, and legs. That very same day, Gopal Bhatt placed the valuable articles before his shilas and prayed to them for guidance. The next morning, he discovered a miracle. To his astonishment, the Damodar Shila had transformed himself into a wonderful deity of Krishna. Gopal Bhatt was beside himself with joy and fell to the ground, pouring out heartfelt prayers of gratitude. Hearing of this wonderful event, all the senior Vaishnavas and Goswamis ran to the spot to witness the result of this incredible incarnation transformation. Gopal Bhatt named the deity Radha Raman, which means Krishna who gives pleasure to Radha. An impressive temple was constructed for the worship of Radha Raman. Even today, devotees from all over the world visit Radha Raman to offer prayers and marvel at his miraculous form. He is only 12 inches tall and Radha is on his left, represented by a small silver crown. Gopal Bhatt Goswami is accepted as one of the most distinguished authorities on Vaishnavism. After passing away, his sacred remnants were entombed at the temple of his beloved Radha Raman. In Krishna Leela, Gopal Bhatt Goswami is Guna Manjri. Gopal Bhatt Goswami ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna.